We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Ah, Joey, how good is this? Footy on the M's all afternoon and a Sunday session to get you all geared up for it.
I couldn't think of anything better, Fat, and Triple M's very own Brian Taylor will join us later to tell us what he's been up to over summer.
Oh, probably making Insta videos in his shed. Also, we'll take your calls on Aussie stories, unusual. And I have, don't worry, Joey, I have a very, very good joke.
That's questionable, Bill. Plus, we've got an idiot file from you, which is my favourite, and I reckon this one will go for a while. But next, Geelong's Tommy Hawkins will join us after his side's Amy Community Series game last night against the Bombers.
And we're joined by an actual Geelong forward superstar.
Good one. Our next guest was last year's Coleman medalist.
Hawkins has got six! And this is probably the most dominant performance we've seen by a forward all season.
And this year, he'll have another superstar forward with him.
Yes. Oh, the big Hawk, and he's going to play with Jeremy Cameron this year. Oh, I love it!
Frankly, we haven't been able to stop Billy pole vaulting around Geelong since November.
Hey, Hawk, you're looking magnificent as usual.
Please welcome Tom Hawkins.
Oh, yes, a very, very, very good-looking man. 277 games for the Cats, 603 goals. Not bad. A couple of premierships there, best and fairest, three All-Australians, and won the Coleman last year. Tom Hawkins, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me, mate.
How are you? And Joey, say g'day to Joey.
Hey, Joey.
G'day, Tommy.
Yes, how are you, mate? Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good.
What have you been doing? How's the farm out there at Ceres, mate? Should see he's got a magnificent farm. And what he just does what the farmer next door does. So if he moves the cows to the front, Hawk does that too. He
copies the next door neighbor.
Puts on his RM Williams, right? Thinks he's a farmer.
Very good. Very good, Bill. Actually, I'm looking out the window now. The bloke next door is actually on the move. So we'll have to make this short because I'll have to get out and move mine. But everything is well. This time of year, early March, is when things start to look a bit dry. But hopefully we can get a bit of an autumn break sometime in late April, early May. It'd be nice and things start to green up a bit again.
Well, when I was on the farm back at Truildry, I think we were weaning calves about now. Are you doing that?
Yeah, we are, Bill. How did you know? We're weaning calves. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a noisy job for about a week.
Yeah.
They make a fair bit of noise in the yard, so... Emma didn't get much sleep, my wife, the first night. She said she woke up at 3 a.m. and didn't get back to sleep. And I'm sure the neighbours haven't had a hell of a lot of sleep, but I'll be dropping something over to them in the next couple of days to thank them for their patience.
Hey, do you have time then for a bit of footy? Tommy, if you're so busy on the farm, how's the footy shaping up for the season? You must be excited to look to go one better than last season.
Yeah, can't wait, Joey. It's been a bit of a different preparation with the later completion date of the season last year. So we didn't get back until early Jan, which has been really, really unique in the fact that we've only had, 8 weeks of pre-season training, which actually hasn't been too bad. I mean, it's even right across the competition for those sides that played finals. But look, we feel like we're in really good physical shape. It probably hasn't given us a hell of a lot of time to get used to some new personnel. It's been pretty well documented with Isaac, Sean, and obviously Jeremy joining the club. So
well, I haven't heard about that. Well, nah. You got Jeremy Cameron in your side,
do
you?
Yeah, Jeremy's joined us. So
how's that
going? Made his way down.
How's that going, Tom? Do you sit down with him and have a coffee, or you just work it out on the ground? How's it all going
Who's going to be Batman and Robin?
Yeah, who's Batman?
I'm not really sure. I think Jeremy had a bit of a interrupted preseason, so he's missed probably 3 weeks of training with a slight hamstring complaint. So that sort of set him back a little bit, but to be honest, it's kind of happened pretty organically. Like we haven't tried to push things as a forward group, and particularly as a full team. We try and let things just, as I mentioned, organically happen from training and then playing on the weekend. Yep. So we got to play half together on on Friday against Collingwood, and Jeremy, the first he kicked the first goal, obviously Jezza, and I actually got in his way, believe it or not, and I was trying to block for him and got in his way. It just it just goes to show the caliber of player he was. Yeah. He still managed to get to the ball, which I certainly would have been able to do, but it's going to be exciting.
You know, in the locker room, Joey, players get Adidas and Nike, and they get a lot of shoes and boots.
Footy boots and runners.
Guess what gets delivered to number 26, the locker?
I don't know. Footy boots or runners, I presume?
Rod and gun deliveries.
Oh, the big rod and guns.
Rod and gun, mate. Like, there's all this clothing and shirts and Sloppy Joes and all that. And he gets all this. No Adidas or Nikes, but all. You know why? Because then he can get dressed, and his nickname is Portsy, because he likes to just look like he lives in Portsy down the main drag. So he does himself up there and sometimes looks like a flog.
I thought with COVID restrictions, Bill, which we use that as an excuse, we didn't have you hanging around our locker room.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, Bill. You've been slipping around again.
You somehow found your way in, mate.
But, I got one more for you, Hawk.
Go on. Yep.
Sorry. In the hub.
Yeah.
Is it true every night you ate a packet of Tim Tams?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I'd mix it up. I'd go the double chocs and then the caramels and then and then the originals. That was sort of a three-way rotation. So
good boy.
I did, yeah. And I wasn't alone either, just quietly. No. Wasn't alone.
Right. Hey, good on you, Hawk. We could talk all day, but you get out there and just have a look at some of those Frisians out there. Thank you very much.
They're not Frisians, Angus, but thanks, Bill. Thanks, Joey. Have a good day.
See you, mate.
Yes, and we saw this yesterday, Billy, that caught our attention, and it just got us thinking a little bit. The practice match between Port Adelaide and Adelaide at Norwood Oval on the weekend, and there was a photo going around of a man who had a house just behind Norwood Footy Oval there, and he decided to get up on his shed. He set up the deck chair. He put an esky up there. He got the umbrella up, and he watched the pracky match from his shed over the fence with an esky and an umbrella. The photo's on the Triple M Rush Hour Instagram. It's a great little shot.
Oh, it's great. And it's one of those beach umbrellas. Yeah. Like those little, it's a beauty.
Well, there was no crowds allowed.
That's why. Sorry, there was no crowds there. So he's sat up on his shed and
good on him.
Had a beer and watched the footy. So it just got us thinking about what is the most Aussiest thing you've seen unusual?
Let's go to the lines. And I reckon we got Mitchy there from the Gold Coast. Mitch.
Ben's, Joey, how are you?
Good, Mitch.
What have you seen that's Aussie and very unusual?
Did you come well there? Mate, we're watching a mate play cricket a couple of years back, sitting on the hill having a few cans.
Yeah.
And we got a bit peckish and there was nothing, no canteen, no touch up. So we just decided to order a pizza.
Oh,
yes. And the pizza mob wouldn't bring it to the ground, so we had to order it to the join across the road and yell out at the delivery driver, "Oi, over here."
You love that, don't you?
That is one of the good things now, with the amount of Uber Eats and all that. You can just get anything delivered anywhere, anytime.
Well, the boys are used to drink at the Cremorne. They order a pizza across the road to be delivered home. They'd have a few beers. When it was ready, they went across the pizza joint and he drove them home with a pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Great idea. Yes.
That's very good. Next one, we've got Daniel from Clyde. G'day, Daniel.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
Good, mate. What have you seen that's very Aussie and unusual?
So the most Aussiest thing that I've seen would have to be old mate who fired up the drone, sent it down to Bunnings to pick up a few of the finest sausages.
He did not. Legit?
Legit, yeah. It was about 3 or 4 years ago.
He's got the drone to go and get the sausages for you. That is one of the most Aussiest things going around, isn't it? The sausage sizzle at the front of Bunnings.
How did he pay for it?
Well, he would have had some money attached, I think.
Oh, I don't think Daniel.
No, it was on the news.
I reckon I have heard of it.
Yeah.
Well done, Daniel's son. Kevin's there in Berwick. Hey, Kevy.
Hey, Billy. How are you, buddy?
Oh, wonderful. Just one out, one back. What do you got for us?
Well, back in the late 80s, we used to take the Alex Tirana to the driving base at Dandenong and Oakley.
Oh, Tirana.
And we'd take the beanbags with us and sit in the boot.
Oh, so you'd back it in, put the beanbags in, you and the Dahl.
Well, yeah, and mates, like there used to be 4 or 5 carloads of people do it, different cars.
Well, the old drive-in too.
Always a tradition, wasn't it?
Is there drive-ins overseas or was it just in Australia?
Yeah, there were. There would be. You see him in the movies and like Grease and all that.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's true.
How'd you go? You just take a little Dahl along, Kevy, and do some of your best work?
Yeah, sometimes.
You know him. This is about me. You love him.
You just eat, talk, consume footy all the time. He's just a footy talking machine.
And he's the man behind Triple M Footy's most famous bit of commentary. Hey.
Boys, kick the goal! Boys, kick the goal! From inside the centre!
Please welcome the Bristle, BT, Brian Taylor.
Oh, yes, great to have a chat to Brian. 140 games with Collingwood and Richmond. A Coleman medalist, which we forget about, which is a bloody good effort. And, of course, just heads up the Triple M footy. And now Channel 7. We'll have a chat to Bruce and see who's leading the race there. But welcome, Brian. And how's your summer been down at Lawn?
Billy and Joey, been very, not very hot, actually. It's been pretty ordinary summer for beaches. And I reckon Mickey Turner and myself down at Lawn there probably only spent about half a dozen days on the beach. Normally we'd spend a good month sunbaking ourselves. But, yeah, it was pretty ordinary summer this year.
I went down to Lawn for a couple of days and I walked there to your little patch of grass that you normally have. And has there been something happened there, Bristle? Have you been moved on a little bit?
No. As I just said to you, Bill, but you obviously weren't listening, it hasn't been that hot. And you probably went there on an Arctic-style day. And strangely enough, we don't sit at the beach when it's cold, Bill.
Oh, right.
You have to get permission to speak to BT if you want to go into Lawn.
Well, they open the gate. He opens the gate. And he owns Lawn. And, gee, you've been doing a bit on the farm down there, Brian. Blueberries.
Instagram bobs up a fair bit these days, BT.
Well, they're blackberries, Bill. They're wild and they grow on bushes. And and we're just doing a couple of little things down there for Insta. Don't take them too seriously. But
building.
It's not really a farm. It's just a block of land with a lot of blackberry on it. So that's not not fantastic. But no, we've been trying to get rid of the blackberry down there, Bill. I'd love you to come down and have a crack at it, see how you go.
Nah, because they're prickly bloody things, aren't they?
Bloody oath they are.
Hey, BT, we've loved your work on Instagram, but what we really do love about you is when you're on the radio and the TV, because you make footy what it is. We love hearing the voices there. Are you excited about the footy season? Have you sort of missed it? Or how are you feeling about the footy season?
I feel like we didn't do it last year because it was such a messed up year. So I'm pretty excited about how it's going to go and how it's going to be affected this year. It seems like we're going to get good crowds. I mean, they're saying 50%. Start of the year. I reckon by the time that comes around, that could even be higher. So watch out for an announcement there. So
Bristle, he gets some good mail,
does get mail, especially on the crowds.
He does.
if it's not by round one, by round three or four, don't worry, we will have a 75% capacity at all venues, I would have thought, as a minimum. So I think that's going to happen. So I think we're all excited. People I speak to in the streets, and they can't wait to go and watch a game of footy live again because, as you know, we didn't get the opportunity to do that last year. So really, really excited about it. Very sad with the announcement just the other day about Bruce leaving the footy duties. So, you know, that's not great for us, but we'll get around it somehow and move on.
Yeah, he's hard to replace. I don't know.
Impossible to replace.
He's the best, Bill. He is the best commentator of all sports that Australia has ever produced.
No,
I reckon.
Spot on. Who's leading the race there? Because there's you and there's Jim and there's Hamish and there's Duke.
Well, I'm already there, Bill. I'm already at Channel 7. So are those other guys. So it is a dead heat across the line and will be picked upon our performance each week.
Oh, yeah, sure. But someone's got to be the chief.
Yeah, well, the chief, you know who that'll be. Brayshaw is always the chief of everything he does or he thinks he is. Actually, I mean, he bosses you around for most of the year. Now you've got Joey bossing you around. I mean, what's going on there?
Have you seen, because we haven't seen Bray yet. The rush hour's been going for, what, 5 weeks?
It's nearly 6 weeks.
Haven't seen or heard from him.
He's down at Port Ferry with the maid and they're still loving it up down there. And, you know, they're going out every second night having beautiful night meals and stuff.
I see that.
Weird couple.
Hey, have you caught Holy Moly?
What?
You've been watching Holy Moly.
Is it on? Jeez, I tell you what. I did better than those guys.
Well, hey, Brian, now, I honestly...
Dodged a bullet.
You would have done... Yeah, you would have done better. Who's the other bloke that thinks he's funny?
Rob Riggle.
Yeah.
Rob Riggle.
Oh, come on, Rob. And then old Package... meat and two veg. So I'm not sure about
old package. Sherbo,
come on,
Sherbo. Had them covered.
Oh, Brian, you had them covered.
Oh, mate, I tell you, well, we just couldn't do it because of the footy, but it would have been nice to be on because it's absolutely caning them at the moment. Got off to a fast start and has continued to go faster, Bill and Joey.
The bristle. So when are you back? When are we hearing your dulcet
I'm back
tones?
When the footy's back.
Right.
I'll come back when the footy's back because, Bill, it's hard to commentate if the footy's not on.
Thank you, Brian.
It's already been a massive show, Joey, but it's about to get even better because Maddie in the booth has put together an idiot file from the last couple of weeks of Bill, which you weren't on. So a lot of this is going to be very fresh for you. So just sit back and relax and have a listen to the great man do some of his worst work.
I like that. I was ordinary week one, but I've improved week two. And next week with Daisy, I will be
be smoking.
Well, you're creme le menthe.
What? Creme de la creme, maybe? Or
creme de la
menthe.
I feel good.
Hello and welcome. It's a new day. It's a new week. And we have a new host. The only player to kick 100 games for Carlton and the Collingwood Football Club. To play 100 games for the Carlton Footy. You could brag about you hitting a six into Queen's Road.
Oh, we've done that this week.
Or getting on the cycles in your Lycra and driving down.
We haven't touched that
cycles.
Yeah, getting in your cycles.
Hey, mate, I'll tell you what. You've got great supporters. You always have. They stuck thick and thin or fat and whatever it is. But they have stuck with you. Including the Giants and the big Brandon Preuss, the big ruckman who was going to play a lot of footy this year.
Braden.
Who's Brandon?
My brother.
Braden, sorry. I was watching the India game, and, mate, Virat Kohli is the best batsman in the world. He got clean bowled and didn't walk. It was unbelievable. He thought, no one can clean bowl me. He got clean bowled for a duck, by the way. But he said, no one can clean bowl me for a duck, and he didn't walk. It was unbelievable.
No, well, and rightfully so. If you get clean bowled.
Very popular. It's very, very popular. And I was watching the Today Show this morning with Carl even.
Carl.
And, what about the semi-final tonight? Medvedev taking on Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Yeah. Well, it depends where you went to school, Groffy Dower. Regular. What the hell did Billy just say now? Regularly. Great to be with you all.
That's when they realised that parents could hear them.
Yes, so the parents could hear them. It wasn't private. And guess what? They had to re-sign. Or resign. They didn't resign, they resigned. A mutant shark with a human face has been found by fishermen in the Indian Ocean.
A mutant shark.
A mutant shark.
Like Sharknado.
So this bloke, old Abdul, he was out fishing out there. He's an Indonesian fisherman. And he was out there fishing. Because they're right on the coast.
Right on the coast, along the cliff.
Jeez.
Which is probably not, I don't know if that's a great spot to build a cemetery. Well, it was built 100 years ago. They might not have had...
The sea was probably still there 100 years ago.
You're right. Yeah, I don't think it's changed too much.
The cliff was there. Even the cliff. Why did the monkey paint? And I reckon we got Mitchy there from the Gold Coast. Mitch.
Bins, Joey, how are you?
Good, Mitch.
What have you seen that's Aussie and very unusual?
Did you come out there?
The Bathurst 500.
Yeah, so it's a sprint race this time, not an endurance.
Well, it's half, obviously, because it's 1,000.
Minus 500, is.
Yeah. And our mate, our old Knackers, he's driving the Ford now.
Davey Reynolds.
Right. Hey, the power call. Hang on, we'll do it again. Hey, the Power Core Country Festival. Oh. And guess what they pinched the thieves? They pinched his Hall of Fame ring.
He
was devastated. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Rabsy because, Channel 9 and we get on really well.
Yep.
And I said to him, well, we're having a bit of a chat, and I said, no, I don't know. I tell you what, he said, I went looking for the thieves.
And away now.
It wasn't as good as we planned. Shit. You don't have to have the stuff that we stuff up in the background. Oh, well. How did it go to air? It actually sounded all right going to air, didn't it? Raps?
Don't say we. Don't say we stuffed up. You stuffed up.
You know who
We've
should...
We've gone off half cock.
We are. You know who should sponsor us? NQR. Because Vatican...
Don't say us. They should sponsor you. Yeah. No, you.
Because we are team not quite right.
We distance ourselves from you when these idiot files come on.
Oh, we also...
Smarten up, Joe.
Live from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's a very special Hump Day Quiz. This week, we celebrate Billy's 10 favourite peas.
Army and a pot.
And now, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, indeed. I'm very, very happy to be hosting this Hump Day Quiz because in honour of Alistair Clarkson, and he told us, of course, about the four peas, and I think he told you, Joey, one day about them too. But I've got 10. I'm going to quickly run through the 10 P's, okay? You ready, Joey?
And what are the 10 P's? Just your favourite things, are they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
my
favourite
10
P's. Your favourite 10 P's. Okay.
Punting, pubs, piss, ponies, palmies, pivots, players, pronunciation, premierships, and Paddy.
No. Paddy. Come on, Bill. Righto.
There they are.
Yeah. You're good at some of them. You're not very good at some of the others. Pronunciation, I probably wouldn't say you're good at, but certainly.
Let all it out.
There you go.
Okay, second in the Trevor Barker. Now, we've had plenty of people trying to get on the quiz. We've got a couple of contestants, Rabsy, there, and I'll introduce my man from Newcombe, Nick, who's a very nice suburb down here in Geelong. G'day, Nico.
G'day, Billy. It's an honour to be speaking to some royalty, the King of Geelong.
Suck, Nick.
How's Newcombe? Whereabouts in Newcombe? You're not out there in Solar Drive, are you?
No, it's across the highway from Whittington.
And you're barrack for the Cats, my friend?
Yeah, big fan. Big fan of you growing up, Billy.
Hey, I'll introduce my man, Robbie, from Sydney. Welcome to the show. Robbie, whereabouts in Sydney are you from, mate?
Down in Penrith. Hi to you, Fat, Wombat and Rabs.
Wombat. Penrith, I like that. Mate. Penrith, yeah. The P's.
That's another P.
There's another P, Penrith. Yeah. Beautiful.
Another P. I think that's why I got picked.
Good one, Robbie. All right, mate, let's take down these Geelong boys. Come on.
Now, the 10 P's, okay? So, boys, you've got to remember the 10 P's. Nick, you're Nick, and Robbie, you're Robbie. Are you ready, boys?
Yep, no worries.
All ready, mate.
How many premierships did myself and Joey lose?
Between us.
Robbie, Nick. Nick.
Nah, Robbie, heard you first.
Oh, if the draw doesn't count, I'm going to say 4.
Oh, no, that was just me, my friend.
That was just Bill on his own.
I'm just trying to look after Wombat there.
Nick?
Was it 6?
Yeah, well done, Nick.
So 4 and 2 to Joey. That's not great, Joseph.
No, it's not great between us.
Here's another P question. It's pronunciation. What famous race am I talking about here? Wait. How many laps are there around Mount Palomar?
Oh!
Robbie.
Nah, Robbie, you were in first again.
Oh, that'd be Bathurst, wouldn't it, Mount Palomar?
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't even know if Robbie said it right, to be honest. Now, this third question is about punting and ponies, okay? So multiple choice. You've got to wait till they're all given out and then you can jump in. But you've got to name the 300-1 horse that won the Australian Guineas on the weekend. Was it Luna Park, A? Was it B, Luna Ruta? Was it C, Luna Tick? Or was it D, Luna Fox?
D. Robbie. Nick.
Oh. Oh, Nick, you butchered that one, Nick. Oh, dear.
You've got my own name.
Go on, Robbie.
I'm going to say D.
Luna Fox, that's right.
That's it.
Come on, Nick.
3-0.
No, Nick won the first one. No, it's 2-1. Robbie's up 2-1.
Rabsy.
Oh, no.
Here's an audio question, and, Nico, you might get this one. What
event am I celebrating here?
Oh, I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to the Giants and the team.
Yeah, Nick, I was there that day, 2007 Grand Final.
Well done, Nick. Well done, Nick.
It was a premiership.
Yeah, you try to make that all about you, Bill. I can't believe you'd do that. You'd steal that moment from those players and make it all about you.
The 2009 one was pretty good as well, Joey.
Oh, Nick. Off you.
Nice, nice, Nico. Hey, to all, it's a ring-a-ding-ding. Righto. Now, this might be a bit hard, but maybe not for Nick. Name a past player who I played with. It could be the first name, surname, or nickname. A past player that I played with.
Nick.
Beginning with P.
Oh, no.
P.
Paul Simpson?
Nick.
Ballbed? Was he narrow?
It's not Paul Simpson. No, he got two.
Come on, Robbie. I want you to get this. I want you to beat Nick here. Can you think of any players that played for Geelong in Billy's era that have got a P? It started with their first name or surname. Anyone that won a Brownlow?
Nah.
Oh, all right, come on, Nick. You get your chance, Nick. Go on.
89, Paul Couch.
Yeah.
Paul Couch. What about, he said Paul Simpson. He meant, so it was Paul Brown who was Bulbhead, which would have been right, or Sean Simpson who wasn't right, but he was Narrowhead. So there you go.
So Nick's the winner?
Yeah.
So who wins?
Nick.
Nicky! Well done, Nick. Ah, the boy from Newcombe.
Yesterday, one of the greatest commentators in Australian sport has announced they're hanging up the microphone on their footy commentary, Joey.
Yes, he'll still do the races and still call the Olympics, but Bruce McAvaney, of course, who we're talking about, just been... Oh, for any of us that have grown up watching football, not only the footy, Bill, but the races and the Olympics and the Australian Open for a long time, we always have heard the voice of Bruce McAvaney, and it's just going to be a bit different.
1,000 AFL matches, 20 grand finals, but also what I like is he's gone out early. Surely he had another year left in him, and he's like an AFL player, like Matty Scarlett, who would have had another 1 or 2 years. And he said, "No, I've had enough. I'm going out now."
Yep.
And I like that about Bruce. Good on him. He could have easily gone another 1, 2, or 3 years.
He could have gone for as long as he wanted to.
That's right. Yeah,
but so good on him. Said, he's gone with a little bit left in the tank, and fair enough too. He's an absolute champion. It just brings back some memories of some of the great moments of Bruce McAvaney's calls. We all know about his specials and delicious. But this one stuck out for me. I'll never forget this one. The night at Marvel Stadium when Gary Moorcroft took mark of the century.
Lalich doing well to Heffernan. Second time he's taken out in a minute. Lucas read it best. Wrong side for him. Hooks it. Oh! What a mark! Sensational! I tell you what, I look at Chris Terrence looking at the scoreboard and saying, I might have lost the car. Unbelievable, Mark. I tell you how good it is. It'll be on CNN. That was unbelievable.
Very good, yes. Yeah, any others?
Well, obviously, the very famous one was Cathy Freeman. But I also, the one that I've heard this commentary about 20 times, Bill, watching the last 5 minutes of the drawn grand final and the famous lines of Bruce McAvaney.
One last clearance, one last chance. Can somebody get a clear ball here and kick it along and hard? Goddard, the tap, Del Santo. It's going to be a draw. It's unbelievable. But it's happened.
Brings back memories.
It's going to be a draw. Unbelievable.
At least he drew one, Bill.
Well, yes, but didn't win. No. We spoke to Rui when he was in about librarian, snuck up on him like a librarian. Hey, my favourite, and I think the actual video did, it went viral when he was calling Winks.
Oh, his favourite. Oh, who did he love more, Cyril or Winks?
Have a look at this. It's the best thing you've ever seen.
Oh, mate, that was unbelievable. But he just loved his sport, didn't he? And if you ever met him at a chat, he's a lovely fella and good on him. So we salute you, Bruce. Well done to you, mate.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
How do you make four nice old ladies say f***?
Oh, I know this one. Something about bingo.
Oh, don't tell the buddy.
No. Oh, he's ruined it. Oh.
What is it? Can you believe
that?
He
hit the camera.
What is it?
Have the fifth lady shout. Bingo! Get stuffed, Joey.
Oh, no.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.